Those of you tuning in online, and welcome to the special meeting of the Gustavus City Council for June 26, 2023 at 6 p.m. So I'd like to call the special meeting to order. Madam Clerk, may we have a roll call, please?
Councilmember Driscoll. Well, she was there. Okay, how about Councilmember Makowiak?
Here.
Vice Mayor Bishop?
Here.
Councilmember Lewis? Is not here. Councilmember Taylor?
Here.
Mayor Taylor?
Here.
Councilmember Owens? And I don't see Driscoll back yet. It looks like we have four members present and a quorum exists.
Right, and we'll hope that Councilmember Driscoll can get reconnected here. Okay, so we have a quorum and welcome, guys. Okay, Janine's back. Right. Okay. Do you want to call out Janine for the roll call?
Councilmember Driscoll for roll call.
Present.
Thank you. Now we have five members present.
Okay. So now we're all set. I can read the vision statement just to remind us of why we're here. We envision a distinctive community that prospers while and by protecting its natural resources with sustainable economy and infrastructure that assures public health and safety while promoting personal development and initiative, and where all members take social responsibility and actively participate in decision-making affecting growth, development, regulation, and enforcement, and in which people retain a closeness with and caring for each other individually and collectively while working together to accomplish community goals and preserve community traditions. And we'll, the first item, we don't have any minutes to approve this meeting. Next is mayor's request for agenda changes. And I do have one addition. Due to the July 4th holiday coming on a Tuesday after our scheduled work session, and also due to some staffing issues, I'm going to propose a motion under new business to move the July meetings each out 1 week. So the work session would be on July 10 and the general meeting would be on July 17. So I'll make that the fourth item in the new business section of the meeting. Any other requests from the council members for any other agenda change? Okay, we'll consider the agenda set then. We have an opportunity for public comment on non-agenda items. If there are any members of the public who would like to comment on a non-agenda item, this is the time. It's not intended for discussion, and the council may ask clarifying questions only. If you'd like to make a comment on a non-agenda item, if you're online, please raise your hand online. Okay, I'm not seeing anybody come up on my screen as requesting that. So we'll have another opportunity at the end of the meeting. That moves us on to, since we have no ordinance for public hearing, no unfinished business from the last meeting, we go to new business, the reasons for our special meeting here. The first is to approve hiring of the city clerk applicant, Charity Goddard Smith. And I believe our vice mayor has a motion for us on this one.
Yeah, I move we approve the hiring of Charity Smith as city clerk for the city of Gustavus.
Okay, do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, we've got a double second here.
Brian Taylor.
Yeah, so it's been moved by Vice Mayor Kyle Bishop and seconded by Councilmember Taylor to approve the hiring of Charity Smith as city clerk for the city of Gustavus. And I can say that we are really pleased to be able to recommend this appointment to the council. We were fortunate to have such a good candidate. We had a hiring committee of the city administrator, the treasurer, myself, Councilmember Owens, and had an interview with the candidate, and also checked references, which all came out just fine and were very supportive. And so I made the offer in writing to Charity Goddard Smith for the position of city clerk. And we had originally intended for that to start July 1st, but we decided, since we have the opportunity to swear her in tonight, that we would just make it effective tonight, or effective tomorrow morning, actually, as far as the position starting, but we can then swear in tonight. I can open it to public comment. Since this is a new business item, are there any members of the public wishing to make a comment on the appointment of Charity Smith to the position of city clerk? Okay, I'm not seeing any public comment on that. I'll bring it back to the council. Do any council members wish to make any comment on this? Councilmember Driscoll.
Yes, hi. And so I'm really excited that we have a candidate for this position, but I'm just curious, as city council members, if we get a summary of what the committee learned. It seems to, if I have to vote, I would like to be informed, and I know a name, and I know no more than that. And so do we get a summary of what the her qualifications are or experience, so that we can be voting in an informed fashion?
What I can do is ask our city administrator to make a staff report, I guess, on it. Is that something you think you could respond to her question there?
Well, yeah, I mean, or I could go grab the application and I could give her work history.
Sure, okay, why don't we do
that? If you want to hang on one sec, I'll grab that. Just wanted to make sure I mentioned the right places of employment. So for the welfare and pensions and administration services in Seattle, Washington, was a pension representative there. Spoke with a former coworker and got glowing references. The other one was Northern Lights Indoor Garden. on Sawmill Creek Road in Sitka, and it was she was an office manager there. And the Sitka Community Hospital, before it was purchased or acquired by CIRC, and the nursing unit clerk. And I did talk to a woman who is now the nursing manager at CIRC, and said, had very praiseworthy comments to make as well about her working. In fact, they said that they really miss her and they wish she would come back. There is courses of study for office procedures and medical terminology, and also she worked at the CIRC hospital as well as an admin assistant. So those are the work history positions on the application. And so I'm wondering if there's some other item that you want to know about.
Maybe I can add a couple, or just that we've had the opportunity to have Charity working here in City Hall. She's been filling in up at the front desk and getting training from our previous city clerk on the work at the front desk and how to run the video stuff for meetings and all of that. And everybody here on the staff has enjoyed working with her so far, found Charity, quick to learn new things. And we had another nice comment from our outgoing city clerk that the Charity picked up the aspects of the job, the training that she gave her very quickly. And so our experience here in City Hall for the last 3 or 4 weeks that she's been working as a temporary position here has been very positive and gave us confidence that she'd be capable of taking the city clerk position and doing well with it. So Council Member Driscoll, do you have any other questions about that?
No, thank you very much. And so it's always good to be informed, and I really just share the excitement that you do in hoping to welcome her onto the staff.
Okay, thank you. And thank you for your interest and diligence in the job of the council in appointing a key position in the city here. Do any other council members have any other comments on the appointment? Oh, okay. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, may we have a roll call vote, please?
Councilmember Makowiak?
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Councilmember Driscoll?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Bishop?
Yes.
Mayor Taylor?
Yes.
Motion passes with all in favor.
Okay, that's great. I would like to call on Karen Platt to please swear in our new city clerk, Charity Smith. Well, I can move out of the. You can do it here at the table.
Just
want to make sure
she can be seen. Okay. We'll go stand in front of the man. We'll block the could raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Charity Smith.
I, Charity Smith.
Do solemnly swear that I will support.
Do solemnly swear that I will support.
And defend the Constitution of the United States.
And defend the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Alaska.
The Constitution of the State of Alaska.
And the ordinances of the City of Gustavus, Alaska.
And the ordinances of the City of Gustavus, Alaska.
And that I will honestly.
And that I will honestly.
Faithfully.
Faithfully.
And impartially perform.
And impartially perform.
The duties of the office of City Clerk to the best of my ability.
The duties of the office of City Clerk to the best of my ability.
I'm honored to welcome you to the municipal clerk profession. I hope you love it as much as I do.
Thank you.
Okay, so we can move on to approving the update of the city department library administrative director position and position description. And we have, you'll recall that whenever we have a position change, we check our, and update the position description as needed, as we feel needed. And so we have we have that position before you here on this, the position description before you on the screen with some edits. We, in part due to our, our staffing situation over the last couple of weeks and our, we were pretty busy. And we got this onto the agenda for this special meeting on the last minute and put out the job description. And we, in doing so, we made some relatively minor edits, but before we put it on the agenda, we did not discuss it with those edits with the two existing library directors. And they, I think, felt disappointed, to say the least, that we didn't discuss it with them. And so we have had the opportunity today to, this morning, to go over it with the two library directors, current library directors, and they had some good ideas for some edits, which we have put into the job description, and I'm pleased with those suggestions. And I think it makes the position description a little more reflective of what the expectations of the position are for the administrative director position. So the one version that was in the packet has some minor edits to them, but you will see them in track changes on the version of the that we have before us now. So we need to begin with a motion, and I'm going to go ahead and move this one. I move to approve the update to the City Department Library Administrative Director position description and position announcement.
Second it.
Okay, so we have the mayor has moved, and council member Muscoviac has seconded to approve the update to the City Department Library Administrative Director position and position announcement. I think I'll call on the city administrator for a staff report. Do you want to comment and add to what I had to say there? Not sure I thought of everything.
Sure. Sorry. Yes. And in keeping with our ordinance, we went over a few updates, and one of the things of note or of particular note has to do with, you know, just putting in that there might be times when we would have to ask for some help down here, given staffing shortages and COVID and everything else. And so people were already doing that. It's just that most of the people are from like around this area near City Hall. And so because it is an administrative position and we felt like an administrative person could be helpful in the event of a shortage, that we would include that in the job description for the new incoming, whoever the new incoming applicants are, or whoever the applicants are. We met this morning. We included, we made a couple of changes, which is supposed to be showing you on the screen as track changes. And for some reason, they are not. But if you look at the document that was in the packet, I could direct you to the changes. So do you have the one up that was handed out? I don't know why you don't have the ones that of track changes. Did I not send it to you in Word?
It did, but it's hard to put that. So I put it in PDF. It's not there.
PDF doesn't show the track changes.
Can you pull it in Word?
Because they were good suggestions.
Okay. But if you look at the original and you go down to essential duties and responsibilities, and you go to the third bullet, it says selects and orders library materials with input from patrons, comma, including volunteers. So that was the one change that we made there. We also changed the date on the footer that hadn't been updated. And then if you go
you didn't make that clear. So what does the current one read on that bullet?
I'm sorry, what?
What would you read it as it would be as the final version of the selects and orders?
Selects and orders library material we had with input from volunteers, and we changed it to with input from patrons, comma, including volunteers.
Thank you.
And then if you go to the assist the library services director with the following, and you go to the third bullet, what we had suggested was ensuring library desk shifts are adequately staffed, including supporting volunteers in person or via phone during their shifts, covering desk shifts. We put and covering desk shifts by substituting for volunteers who are unable to make their shift, and we struck the words on a regular scheduled basis. So we changed it to by substituting, and we struck the scheduled basis out of the language. And like I said, we updated the footer with the dates in there. So those are the changes we agreed to in the meeting this morning. And other than that, it was as submitted in the packet.
Okay. We can then ask if any members of the public who are online here would like to make any comments on the posting of this position with the somewhat updated position description. Hey, I'm not seeing anybody, so we'll bring it back to the council. Do any council members have any questions, comments on the position description and the posting that we intend to put out shortly too, so we can fill this position. Okay, Councilmember Driscoll.
Yes, thank you. So in terms of the item on the times of critical shortage of staff, maybe called upon as assist at City Hall, is that going to be something that is only in the library description, or does that include all of the department heads? And is that the only way that we're going to have as a plan for shortage of staff? Or are we going to look at that as a bigger picture of how to deal with the issue if there's shortage of staff?
Yeah, the Councilmember Driscoll, for some reason you're coming through a little bit garbled. But I think you're asking, will the inclusion of a provision that employees may be asked to cover for other positions or help out at City Hall or so on will be in other job descriptions? Is that correct?
Yes, and yes, that is correct. And also wondering if that's the only way we're going to address the issue of potential problems of shortage of staff. Will we take a look at that and go, how are we going to address this? Or is this by putting in that the librarians will come and work be the only solution if that problem arises again?
Okay, I can try to address that. The way I see it. As we discussed this morning, we're a very small city operation. We have, I think, 8 regular employees, and not all of those are even full time. So we have a staff the size of a small lodge or whatever, sandwich shop, but we have a huge range of functions with that staff. We're running a fine library, we're running a fire department, a DRC, a road maintenance operation, a marine facilities operation. And we have for most of those positions, we have one person that's a regular employee, and then we depend a lot on volunteers and so forth. So we're pretty thin in staff to cover all of the things that we have to do. We have had to sometimes draw on assistance from somebody in a different department to cover something, particularly at City Hall. We would like to make it clear that it is very helpful for employees to be available occasionally to step in and assist in either in City Hall or perhaps even in another department in a role that that they have the skills to do. And it's not the kind of thing that we do very often. We cover positions sometimes with temporary employees where we can, or with volunteers where we can. Sometimes I fill in. So there are a lot of ways that we do this. And here in City Hall, while we've been without the city clerk in the position for a month or more, we've had Sol filling in a lot to help with doing the packets, and Ben as treasurer has stepped in to do city clerk functions at times. Kathy has picked up some of the things, so we do need to be able to be flexible in occasionally asking employees if they're, can be available. And if it doesn't conflict or cause a big problem in their department, if we can borrow staff to help out in a department that is short temporarily. So it's the kind of thing we would do only occasionally. We would make sure that it doesn't impact the function that we're drawing from, measurably at least, and only do it if it really works for that, for the schedule of the department we're drawing from, as you know, as well as the department that they're being used in, which might very well be City Hall. We need to cover City Hall just to make sure we've got the, you know, got it open for all the hours that the public expects us to be open. So this is one way of doing that. And we would expect to, as we update other job descriptions, probably to have similar language in them so that it's clear that a person could have the could be asked to help out in a different position that's not their regular position, is not what their job description says. Am I missing anything on that, Kathy?
No, I don't think so. And then I didn't, you said you might want to mention the input that we got from Council Member Owen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did get one email from one council member who's not able to be with us tonight, Council Member Owens, and she supported the language that as it was in the position description, and I'm confident that she would still support it with the improvements that we've made. And I should also acknowledge that again that we could have avoided some angst if we had had a better opportunity or taken an opportunity to run this by the people in the existing position before we actually put it in the packet. And that was something I think we can do better on in the future. We'll certainly try to always to involve the staff members in affected departments to because there's a lot of value in that. We got good ideas when we spoke with them this morning and made improvements to the job description. And normally we would try to do that. So okay, any other questions or comments from council members? Council Member Taylor?
If I can chime in briefly on this is one thing. Well, don't want to nitpick too much, but I'm a little bit confused by the term. Let's see, where is this under required minimum qualifications, where we refer to the library as a physical plant, which is kind of a word I have associated with like an industrial facility. So is that normal industry jargon for a library? We call that a plant?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, in municipalities, that's a fairly common term.
Okay.
Yeah,
struck me as remarkably industrial, but I can't claim to be too familiar with the norms here. So I was just curious there. I think that's kind of the main thing that struck me reading through this. Most of it seems pretty reasonable. Yeah, I guess speaking to the little bit of angst that we saw around the updating this, I'm pulling it up right now. I personally could be interested in potentially bringing a motion in a future meeting to amend was this Title 3 of the code, where we explicitly mention, you know, at least a best practice of working with the people who are in the position when we're updating the position description. I think that's a great idea, and I wouldn't be against codifying that at all.
Mayor Taylor, may I interject a little bit?
You may.
And help with that?
Madam Clerk.
We can't just change an ordinance via motion. That's like a lot of our NCOs, it requires an introduction and then a posting period and then a public hearing. But what I do have is an ongoing list of things that could be changed in code. And if you send me a quick email, I could add that to the list. So for something for the future, but that can't be done tonight in this meeting.
Yeah. Right. I may probably just mess up my vocabulary there, but wasn't planning on moving to do that right now.
And it could be that we could do it in policy and procedure too, such as there's a policy and procedure that's fairly detailed for hiring regular employees. And that might be a place to do it too. Okay, any other comments from or questions from council members? Okay, seeing none, Madam Clerk, may we have roll call vote, please?
Councilmember Makowiak?
Yes.
Councilmember Driscoll?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Bishop?
Yes.
Mayor Taylor?
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Okay, motion passes with all in favor.
Okay, we'll get the position description and the posting out, and hope to attract excellent librarians. We've been so lucky in the past with the ones that we've had, and we'll hope to do well and have a good one to select before too long. Okay, let's move on to my added item 4 under new business, which is to change the July meetings. And I'm going to move. So here's my motion. I move to change the July 3rd work session to July 10 and the July 10 general meeting to July 17 due to staffing and the July 4th holiday.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved by the mayor and seconded by the vice mayor to change the July 3rd work session to July 10 and the July 10 general meeting to July 17 due to staffing and the July 4th holiday. Do any members of the public have any comments on this motion? Okay, seeing none, do any council members have any comments on this? Hope it's going to work for better for everybody. Okay, seeing none, Madam Clerk, may we have a roll call vote, please?
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Councilmember Driscoll?
Yes.
Mayor Taylor?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Bishop?
Yes.
Councilmember Makowiak?
Yes.
Motion passes with all in favor.
Thank you. We'll get that change posted on our website and look forward to seeing everybody on the 10th and the 17th. Okay, that concludes the new business. I guess I can offer an opportunity if any council member has something they want to report on that they're working on, although it's normally an item for the general meeting, but does anybody wish to report anything? Okay, I'm not seeing anything. And do we have any other city council questions and comments? Okay, none there. Then we'll go on to the last opportunity for public comment on non-agenda items. Do any members of the public observing the meeting here wish to make a comment on a non-agenda item? Not sure we have any members of the public who are online anymore. So, okay, no public comment requests, then we'll adjourn the meeting at 6:41, I think it is. Thank you all for tuning in and participating in the special meeting.
With a picture to the new, are you on the news? Huh? Oh. Mm-hmm.